let's all stand and give him a clap offering tonight. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise your Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your gifts and your fruits. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the praise and worship, Lord. We thank you for filling this place, Lord, with your presence. It becomes holy ground when your presence comes in here, Lord. It's only holy ground when your presence is manifested. We just exalt and lift you up. We bind Satan. We bind principalities and powers, sickness and disease, Leviathan, Apollyon, in the name of Jesus. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, that we walk in the spirit of truth. No spirit of error, but the spirit of truth. So we give you praise and honor and glory continually, Lord. Continually comes from our lips. For as a man thinketh, so is he. We thank you and we praise you tonight, Lord, that we think of you, Jesus. We think from your mind. We think by the power of your Holy Spirit. We think from your word, Lord Jesus Christ, that your anointing right now is filling this place more and more and more. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Jesus. God would say tonight that there's many people who have come in here that have a rustiness about themselves. And there has to be a refreshing, an oil to get rid of that rustiness. God says, my spirit will fall upon you. The oil will flow through your body. The opening of that rust by the anointing of the Holy Spirit to break it off in your lives. Many, many people, God says, throughout this country and throughout the world are very rusty about the gifts and about the power of God and about the love of God. But God says tonight, in this building, in this place, if you have a rusty relationship with Jesus, it's going to be broken off from you tonight. It's not something you're going to do. He's going to do it because he loves us, because his grace says there'll be no rust in your life. There'll be no rust in your life. There'll be the anointing, the flowing of my Holy Spirit into your lives. And you shall rise up, and you shall call yourself kings and priests, and you shall call yourself sons and daughters, and you'll believe that you truly are the body of Christ, and that Christ reigns in you, and the word's alive in you, and the mind of Christ is going to be in you as you allow it. So no more rust. No more rust in your relationship with me, saith the Lord, but an oil that causes all that rust to flow away and brand new, shiny, shiny, brand new is going to be in your life tonight. Refreshing is going to be in your life tonight. A new place in me, saith the Lord. You shall rise above yourself and above your reasoning. You shall come into the place where I bring you by my spirit, and you shall be allowed with my voice, allowed with my word, and the devil will be defeated in your life, and principalities and powers will no longer be in control, and your flesh will no longer be in control because the oil will break the yoke of bondage in your life, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, some people just can't get it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to talk some more tonight about Jesus said. We're going to have to, listen, saints, we're going to have to believe what Jesus said. We're going to have to get over our reasoning, and we're going to have to get over discussions, and we're going to have to believe and release our faith in what Jesus said. When he said in Mark 16, these signs will follow you, and he named them, then he said, I'll be with you, confirming the word. That's what Jesus said. If you can believe it, it'll happen in your life. It'll happen in your family. It'll happen in your pocketbook. I'm telling you, God is going to turn things around. God's oil is going to come upon us tonight. There's going to be refreshing here tonight. The oil that's in you already, you're going to release it. You're going to take the cap off it. You're going to get out of your flesh and get away from your reasoning and allow the Holy Spirit to operate in your life. You're going to come alive because you're in God's presence. God's glory is in this place. God's presence is in this place right now. Right now. Not 10 months from now. Right now. God's presence is in this place right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You remember when Ezekiel said you start with your ankles, you're up to your ankles. We got to go deeper, saints. We got to get up to our knees. We got to get up to our hips. We got to get out there so deep. And if you can't swim, don't worry about it. God will be with you. I'll never forsake nor leave you, Jesus said. Hallelujah. We learn to get. We got to go deeper. Paul made a reference to that when he said, you got to get off of milk. You got to get off of milk. You got to hear about the supernatural. You got to hear about what Jesus said. You got to receive the Holy Spirit, and you got to let the Holy Spirit teach you. Every day, he'll bring healing to your mind. He'll bring healing to your body. You know why? You say one thing, grace says something else. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't feel like preaching right now. I feel like doing something else. Hallelujah. Go to the orange number one, Jeff. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How you doing there, Colonel?
What?
I said, how you doing, Colonel?
Late interrupted your wonderful sermon.
You didn't interrupt me. Interrupt me?
I'm not a colonel. I say sir to everybody. Either they're older than I am or better looking.
You used to be a... Well, I know I'm all of that, but you used to be a lieutenant. Hallelujah. Praise. Go ahead, Jeff. Let it fly. Worship him. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jerry stopped that song too quick, didn't she? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, praise you, Jesus.
Jesus is the Lord. He's the Messiah. Our Jesus.
Hallelujah! Yes. He's king. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, in Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. You know, the Holy Spirit in you is God's likeness and God's image, changing your spirit. Then it's going to work yourself into your mind, a renewed mind. So when he said, I'll create you, let's create in our image and after our likeness, they were three spirits, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so the Spirit of God in us is his likeness. And only he, the Holy Spirit, can teach us and transform us and change us and cause us to walk in the new man, dress up in the new man. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So he's in us, creating in us all the time. He's creating by the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You'll change if you'll let him change you. If you'll just believe in what the Bible says. Amen? Amen. Turn, if you would, to Steve, to Matthew 16. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Starting with verse 16:15. If you ever want to grow spiritually and do things for God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, all you got to do is learn about Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and gives to us. And we learn a lot of things, and there's things in there of the teachings of Paul. That's not wrong and everything else. But if you don't get Jesus first in your life, if he don't become more important in your life, more important in your problem, more important in your something that's trying to come on your body, more important in your financial problem, Jesus must be important in your life. He must be number one. Amen? Hallelujah. So there's a question he's asking Peter here. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon by Jonah, for the flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. Just like the Holy Spirit is going to reveal tonight a fresh oil in our lives, who Jesus Christ is. And we're going to walk in the promises of Jesus Christ. And we're going to let the grace speak to us that's in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The love speak to us that's in Jesus Christ. The patience and the compassion that's in Jesus Christ speak to us. Whatever you need, you need to let grace speak to you. You see, because the Holy Spirit, as Father had told Peter, the Holy Spirit will tell you tonight. He'll encourage you tonight. When you're sitting right there, he'll tell you can be healed. You can have a sound mind. You can have financial blessings. You can have the love. You can have the compassion. You can have the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, as God earlier talked about the oil that flows. Hallelujah. You can have it because the Holy Spirit, as the Father told Peter, you see, the Holy Spirit will tell you tonight. He'll tell you tonight. And when you're asked in your spirit, who do you say I am? You are my knowledge. You are my wisdom. You are my grace. You are my salvation. You are my power. You are my strength. You are my peace. You are my joy. He's everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen. We have more revelation right now of Jesus than Peter had at that time. Do you know that? Because there's more written today about, and the Holy Spirit is in you and I to help us understand that. So the Father revealed to Peter, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit wants to reveal us. He wants you to leave here tonight blessed. He wants you to leave here tonight loved. He wants you to leave here tonight knowing that grace belongs to you. He wants you to know that peace belongs to you. He wants to know that compassion belongs to you. Whatever mistake you made, God, the Holy Spirit in you, is going to allow that oil to flow and to bring you where God wants you to be. He says, you are to me the Christ, the perfume of Christ unto me, Father God says. I'm telling you, we need to listen to what Jesus says. He's going to ask you at different times in your life tomorrow, who do you say I am? And you are to come back with the power of the Holy Spirit. You are my grace. You are my healer. You are my salvation. You are my yes, hallelujah. Give him a clap offering, hallelujah. We need to start saying who Jesus, what he really is to us. Not just somebody who was on the cross, died for us, done all the suffering and shed his blood and so on and so forth, but he wants you to know tonight. He wants you to know tomorrow, and he wants to hear you speak out of your mind. I mean, out of your mouth, what Jesus is. And let it be in your mind too, by the way. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So I'll also say to you, 16:18, I'll also say to you that you are Peter, son. You are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell shall not prevail against. When we build on Jesus, when he becomes first, the gates of hell will not prevail against your marriage, against your finances, against your physical body, against your grandchildren, against your sons and your daughters. It will not prevail. Satan cannot prevail only if we allow him to. He's a liar. If he says you're failing, it's a lie. If he says you can't be healed, it's a lie. If he says you're not forgiven, it's a lie. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants you tonight to understand that if the gates of hell cannot prevail against the body of Christ. I know that some of us here are fingers and thumbs and so on and so forth. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just feel like doing something different. Play number two in the orange, Jeff. Number two in the orange. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're just going to go where the Spirit wants to go tonight, right? Hallelujah. See, you don't need a lot of preaching. You need to just believe in Jesus. You need to believe what Jesus said. Amen? Someone's throat is being healed. Someone has a lot of coughing in your throat at times. Your throat is being healed. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Be at peace. Don't be worrying about this. Don't be worrying about that. Because you know what he says in verse 19? I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And so we're going to bind sickness. We're going to bind poverty. We're going to bind the devil. We're going to bind principalities and powers. We're going to bind those thoughts in our minds that says we're losing. We're never going to be blessed. We're going to bind those thoughts. Those thoughts are not of God and not of the Word of God. We're going to bind them. Amen? What you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Heaven's on your side. I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. You can open the door because he's already opened the door to heaven for us. He's given us the name of Jesus. He's given us salvation. He's given us knowledge and wisdom. And so God wants you to learn and start practicing this week. Bind those thoughts that come into your mind. Bind that sickness. Bind that shoulder problem. Bind that throat problem. You see, and loose the Holy Ghost on you. Loose the oil through you in the name of Jesus. I give you the keys. You see, the key is authority. And God says, I want you to speak in authority. I want you to speak in the name of Jesus. And I want you to have faith and believe in what you're saying. Hallelujah. Amen? Because when you start saying it, what will happen, saints, is sometime later, you'll start seeing it. What you bound, you'll be tested. You know, I heard a testimony on television the other night, and there was a pastor on there, and the doctor said, you'll be blind in 3 months. And he had to preach faith. And he didn't get, he didn't go blind in 3 months. His wife had stage 4 cancer. And she didn't die from it. Because he stood up and preached faith. He didn't receive those thoughts. He didn't receive that report. He received the report of Jesus. He received the report of the cross. He received the report of the authority of the name of Jesus. He received the report of grace. That you have favor with me. So this pastor stood up and gave this testimony. And he said there's more pastors having problems today. Everybody wants to quit. He's from another state, another town. But he has a pretty large church. But he was given a testimony. Another guy came in and gave a testimony that he was a running back for the Detroit Lions. And I don't know if you saw this or not. But he was leaving his mother-in-law's house. And he had 2 children from his previous marriage and 5 children. From the marriage he was in right now, and he's leaving his mother-in-law's house. He's going down the highway. A drunk hits him and kills all his family. And he said if he didn't get Jesus in his life and if he didn't ask the Holy Spirit to help him, he'd have blew his brains out a long time ago. It's just a difficult thing to get over, isn't it? Things in life. I mean, it could be a divorce. It could be a child dying. It could be a wife dying. It could be whatever it may. It's difficult to get over. But if we put Jesus first, he'll bring you through it. Amen. If you start calling on the kingdom of heaven, you see, start using your authority in the name of Jesus. Start speaking to those in your things in your family, your grandchildren, your children, in your pocketbook, whatever it might be. You got to speak to it, saints. Amen. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. But Jesus says, listen now, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind, he's given you authority. He's given you the keys. Jesus said, I give you the keys. If we don't start turning the keys and start using authority, our physical bodies will start dying from some kind of disease or sickness. Or our ears will go deaf. Or our eyes will go blind. Or there'll be nothing in our checkbook. You got to be able to speak to it. You got to be able to use the authority. Jesus said, I give you authority. I give you authority. He doesn't say, I'm charging you for it. He doesn't say, you got to run around and fast 40 days. I give you authority. That's what he said. I give you authority. And if we don't start using it, saints, start speaking. Our authority is the name of Jesus. That's one of our authorities. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, help me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he'll help you every day. He'll help you through that problem. He'll help you through that storm. He'll help you through that mind problem. Because grace belongs to you. So when your mind's putting you down, grace by the Holy Spirit will say something else to you. Amen? And that's what God's trying to do. He's trying to stir up that oil tonight. He's trying to stir up the Holy Spirit in you. He's trying to get you to not to lean to your own understanding. He's trying to get you to acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Amen? Hallelujah. There's so many sick people in the world today. There's so many sick people in the body of Christ. There's so many people not hearing about the gifts of the Spirit, hearing about the authority. And a lot of people not hearing about or interpreting it, that what Jesus said, you can release your faith in that. You can release your faith in what Jesus said. Amen? So I give you authority. I give you the keys. So you and I should not complain about anything because we have the authority. We have the keys. Amen? And people complain. Help me. Do this, do that. Listen, saints. God wants you to walk in the authority. He wants you to know that you have the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And you can call down from heaven. You know, a better interpretation of that is Ephesians, Steve, 1:3. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:3. Praise you, Jesus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So we're already blessed. We just got to start using the authority. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm in Christ. He gives you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ in the heavenly realm. It's ours. It's our blessing. And we ought to be blessing. Bless your family. Bless your husband. Bless your wife. Bless your grandchildren. Bless your children. With this wonderful authority that you have. Build them up. Tell them they're valuable. Tell them that if you'll just learn about this Jesus, what Jesus said. If you'll go through the Bible, you know in Ezekiel, 15 times the Holy Spirit's mentioned. In every book of the Bible, the Holy Spirit's mentioned. God wants us to lean on Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't care what you're going through. I'm telling you, God will turn it around. One of the blessings is, all the blessings of Abraham are in us in Christ Jesus. And because we're in Jesus Christ, then we can speak that authority. We can speak those blessings if it's finances. Every promise in Jesus is yes, yes. I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Not earth, the kingdom of heaven. And every blessing in Christ in the kingdom realm belongs to you and I. If we'll just walk in the authority. If we'll just start speaking it. As a man thinketh, so is he. See, a lot of people think the way they are because it's stinking thinking. It's not the mind of Christ. And the result is our flesh gets in trouble. Our physical body gets in trouble. Sickness tries to come onto our bodies. Our finances get in trouble. Amen? So when Jesus said, I give you the keys, I give you, and everybody thinks he's just talking to Peter here. No. The Bible says, build on the apostles, the prophets, Christ being the chief cornerstone. Amen? Hallelujah. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they shall tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. Let me tell you something, saints. You and I are sitting here tonight, and that doesn't mean you won't have battles. That doesn't mean you won't have problems. That's what causes our faith to grow. That's what causes us to walk in the authority. You can choose that bad report in your checkbook. You can choose that bad report. There's somebody here that has been listening to reports. I don't know if it's from a doctor, but thoughts in your mind about something's going on in your body. And you've been self-diagnosing yourself. And God don't want you to do that. That's a trick of the enemy. You diagnose yourself from the Word of God. You diagnose yourself from the blood of Jesus Christ. And the resurrection power. That's how you diagnose yourself. Somebody's self-diagnosing themselves. I don't even know if you told your wife, but you've been self-diagnosing yourself. So obviously it's a man. Unless we get some funny people sitting in here, I don't know. The Bible says if you'll dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow and protection of the Almighty. God wants you to know that you have the keys to the kingdom of heaven, that you have authority, that you have grace and you have mercy, you have compassion, you have the name of Jesus, you have the resurrection power, and more. You know, one of the things that the devil always lands right here, doesn't he? I call this the airport of the devil. You got to shut the airport down. You can't allow no more flights in. The only flight you allow in is from the Holy Spirit through your spirit up through your body, up through here, your spirit into your mind. Any flights from outside, no more. No more flights from the foreign countries. Devil is a foreign country. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God's calling us to a higher place. He's calling us to, hey, how's your body, by the way, dear? Your body's very sick? Still? Come on there. Someone speak to me. Respond. Your body's very sick? What, dear? Okay, when you got prayer here, did it leave you? Last Friday or whenever it was? But you keep feeling sick. It keeps coming back, you mean? This message is never left. Since Friday?
Yep.
Last Friday.
3 hours and then for 7 hours.
And they're saying what? Come up here, dear. Hallelujah. What's the report they're giving her? Ah. You have a sinus infection and your stomach is hurting. Oh. I thought you said something was wrong with your stomach when you came up last Friday. No? Oh, okay. See, I think it's spiritual. When they can't find a diagnosis, I think it's spiritual. Okay? So all you can do is just keep on coming, and God's going to free you. Okay? Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you again. Do you have any pressure in your sinus? Or any? You feel nothing? Oh.
I don't feel any.
No pressure, no pain, no head, no.
No running nose
or nothing. I said somebody's throat. Is your throat bothering you? Your throat?
No, nothing.
Nothing bothers you.
I don't have any pain. I don't have fever.
No pain, no fever.
But I don't have strength. My strength is
gone. Oh, you feel very weak.
Very.
Speak.
She's been a real busy body, and she wants to work steady all the time. She doesn't want to take any breaks. And when I stop her from working, she'll say, "Thank you, Richard. I was so tired, I couldn't move."
Does she work for you?
Slow down. No, at home. She won't. She's scrubbing. She's cleaning. She'll never slow down. And sometimes it gets so bad to her, she can hardly move.
Well, some people are like that.
Yeah, but it's getting the best of her.
I am a busy body.
A busy body.
You on the phone, you mean?
No.
Oh.
Working.
Oh, you're a busy boy. See, my interpretation of that, you're on the phone, but that doesn't mean that with you. You're just busy cleaning and vacuuming and washing, and you clean him too? If he gets in the way, right?
You're right, I get in the way.
Because I pick up on the floor everything.
You want everything in place?
Yes.
Okay, you want everything spiritually in place too tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Something's out of whack here, dear. And I don't think the doctors can help you, but I believe Jesus can.
Amen.
Raise your hands and close your eyes. Father God, right now, Lord, you said the Holy Spirit would give strength to her mortal body in Romans. So we're calling upon your promise that right now strength will go into her mortal body right now as I touch her in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you. I command this hindering spirit to go in the name of Jesus. And I just release the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit into her life in Jesus' name. Strength, strength in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, strength. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got strength right now. I know you do. Do you feel strength? You feel better right now? You do?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to carry it. You got to hold on to it. Anytime weakness comes, say, no, I got strength. Don't accept weakness. See, you're going to battle weakness with strength. You're going to say, I got strength from the Holy Spirit. I got strength in my body. He's given strength to my body. See, what you're doing is you're not speaking back. You're not taking the authority of the kingdom in heaven. You got to speak back to it. You got strength now. You got strength in your body. God just gave you strength, okay? So you can't accept weakness. If you're weaker, you feel tired. Say, no, I got strength. It's the same as somebody would say to you, you're not saved. What would you say?
Oh, I have been saved.
See,
all
you'd,
my life.
You would,
Jesus Christ saved me.
See, when you'd say you're saved, right?
No, Jesus saved me.
But I mean, you would say, if someone says you're not saved, you'd say, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Jesus saved you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the same thing with weakness in strength. You got to speak to that weakness. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Do you understand that?
Yes. When I was a little girl, 10 years old, I wanted to be a missionary, but things changed. And one missionary told me, this is your mission field, your work, because I was working with lawyers, and that this is your mission.
With lawyers?
Lawyers. Yes, I'm an executive and legal secretary.
Oh. Did they pay you good?
Very good. The best.
Some lawyers don't pay good, you know.
You know, but I was excellent company.
I got to talk to her.
Yes, yeah, talk to her.
Yeah. Thank you. What's going on with you, dear?
She's coming with, she doesn't speak well English. She's coming with a severe kidney infection.
Kidney infection. Burning? Does she know about burning?
Siente como que arde?
Sí.
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of pain.
Ask if she's got Jesus in her life.
Yes.
Well, we don't have to go there then, do we?
No.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands to him. You Catholic?
¿Usted es católica?
Católica, pero también me gusta venir a la iglesia cristiana.
She is Catholic, but she likes to come to the Christian church.
Isn't the Catholic Church Christian? Raise your hands. I'll stop right. Okay. Raise your hands there. Give him up. Tell her to close her eyes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask the gift of healing to flow all through her kidneys right now. Every bit of pain is leaving her kidney right now because I take authority in the name of Jesus. Kidney, I speak to you right now. Oh, and I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Every bit of pain leaving her kidneys right now. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Every bit.
Go!
In Jesus' name.
Go!
In Jesus' name. Oh, all through her kidneys right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Ask if she can feel warmth.
¿Puede sentir algún calor?
Sí.
Yes, she can feel some.
Hallelujah. Put your hands down. Open your eyes. Is it still hurting?
¿Todavía te duele?
It's
going down.
It's going down. Tell her it's going to go all the way down. Did you just come? What did she say?
She has faith.
She has faith.
Yes. She has faith that she will be healed. Completely healed.
She is healed. Tell her that's her faith. That's her faith. She is healed. Not she's going to be. She is healed. Amen. Is it better?
¿Se siente mejor?
Sí.
Yes.
By the time you get, where are you sitting? Right back here? By the time she gets back there, it'll be completely gone. I just prophesy and speak that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you feel strength now? Was he trying to get you out of here?
They started, it really hurts her because she wants the Lord to be with them, and if she thinks she's failed, it gets her really bad. She's kind of like you. She wants to help everybody.
Listen to me, dear. When you counsel people, you must, listen to what I'm saying now, you must get spiritually involved and not emotionally involved.
She gets emotionally involved.
Wait a minute.
Sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, of course I do.
Well, of course you understand this. This is the reason why you're being dragged down. You're getting emotionally involved. You got to get spiritually involved. That means you give somebody an answer from the Word of God, and that's it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I get worried because they have.
Huh? That's emotionally involved.
Yeah.
Don't get worried, dear. It's okay, Dad. Just don't try to drag her off yet. Just
no, I'm not going to drag her off. I'm just holding her.
Why, you're afraid she's going to fall down?
Yes.
Maybe you ought to. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I fell down a lot, sir.
You know, yeah.
Thank you for helping her.
But she gets so emotionally involved with people, and she wants to cure everybody. She tries so hard.
She's trying too hard. You move by the Spirit of God, dear. You need to come here and listen to some sermons and listen to some things that are going on and learn. Where you been going? The Methodist Church? Where?
Not anymore.
No more. But you was going.
Yes, of course. But the pastor was filled with the Spirit. And the Lord was using him in an incredible way.
We're going to the Discovery Church now.
Discovery?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've already discovered it. We're not waiting for Discovery. Okay, dear. God bless you. Go sit down. You've got strength now. You've got to learn how to handle and work with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's the trouble with you.
I tell him that I have to serve because the Lord...
But he knows that. But he don't want you getting emotionally involved. He wants you to get spiritually involved because emotionally it drags you down. It gets you worrying. Worrying is of the devil. It isn't of God at all.
Last week, a girl came here because I sent her. Because she was on this journey and she said that the Lord helped her.
Okay. God bless you, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you one thing. You don't learn this, ministry will beat you up. It'll kick you all over Colorado Springs. You've got to get spiritually involved. You have the authority, the kingdom of heaven. You get involved with the kingdom of heaven. You get involved with the spiritual blessings in Christ in the heavenly realm. That's what you get involved in. If you don't, the enemy will get you uptight, get you worrying, and you'll come down with sickness yourself. And that's what's happening in your body. You've got to learn, and I'll teach you if you come, but if you come once every 6 months, there ain't nothing I can do. And I ain't going to chase the both of you. I'm not that way. You know, when Jesus prayed for people, he never went out looking for them. They came to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You got to get tough with some people because some people won't be awakened. They'll only be awakened to reasoning and emotions. We human beings are full of emotions. But you have the Spirit of God. You have the authority. You have the kingdom of heaven. That means it's a spiritual law you're talking about. In Romans 8:2. You're free by the law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's a spiritual law, saints. There's laws of the flesh. So Jesus said, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. That means these are spiritual laws. That's spiritual authority. The Holy Ghost in you has more authority over your body if you'll give it to him. So that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about our flesh. He's talking about the Spirit. That's just like when he said, I'm going to create man in our image and after our likeness. Well, the Holy Spirit is the image of God, of the Father and Jesus in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen? Would you like to hear some more about that?
Amen.
I ain't going to say it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What'd that guy do? Help you with the mic? You know who he was, don't you? Yeah. He came and helped you with the mic, didn't like what I was saying, left. What it was. Number 8 in the red and the orange. Hallelujah. This is where God's leading tonight, saints. This is what we're going to have to do, right? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
You're my healer. You're my salvation. Son of David.
the Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Not just see the faithful Redeemer, the returning King, you're the Lord of all.
You've been wanted
sacrifice for the Lamb of Calvary in all creation. You're the fairest of all.
Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody who's been really despondent over something, and that's being removed from you right now. You feel great right now. Then God wants you to use the authority of the kingdom of heaven. He wants you to speak, and that if you're despondent, it's gone now. It must stay gone on the authority, the keys you take, the authority you take over it. Amen? Hallelujah. It cannot stay in your mind. It cannot stay in your body. It can't cause you to be that way no more because Jesus has freed you from that. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody here or several people that have been put back on a steady course. The anointing in this place has just changed you. You're on a steady course. Your thinking has changed since you've been sitting right here in this pew, these pews. Your thinking has already been changed. You have realized what you have to do. You have to use the kingdom, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Amen? Hallelujah. So there's people being freed in different areas in this place here tonight. You realize what you got to do? Jesus said, I give it to you. It's just like I give you salvation, and you have to work your salvation out, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody here. You don't know this. I don't think you do. You have trouble with worms. There's a worm in your body, and it's doing something to your intestines, and God is freeing you right now. He just killed that worm. He just killed it. The anointing just killed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Other than her, is anybody having intestinal problems or diarrhea or something with your... There's one over there. Anybody else? Hallelujah. There's one back there. Hallelujah. When you raise your hands, that's God is telling you it's been destroyed by the power of God. You're sitting in his presence right now. It's been destroyed by the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Where's that little lady that came up here? Where'd she go? Over there. Ask her how she feels now. Oh, Randall, ask her. She got to drink a lot of water. Okay. Hallelujah. See if you can explain to her, she has received God's report tonight. And she cannot receive the report from her kidneys. She's received God's report. I tell you what, saints, you have to, a lot of people can't catch on to this. Don't let your body report to you. Don't let your mind, if it isn't the mind of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Hallelujah. I'm just waiting to see what direction to go here. That's all. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I used to have ringing in my ear, and it's been healed by the Lord. Does anybody have ringing in your ear? Look at that. Look at that. Well, don't answer the phone. You're Jay, right?
Yes.
You got ringing in your ear, Jay?
Yes, sir.
See... You don't have to put up with that. You don't have to put up with that report, Jay. You just got to learn how to flow with the Holy Ghost. You with your hands on your head, you got it too? You can leave your hands up there. Don't bother me. Hallelujah. Who else raised their hands? Steve? See, I used to have that. I used to have MS. I used to have a drug problem, a booze problem. I used to have a cussing problem. I used to have a smoking problem. I used to have a financial problem. Hallelujah. You notice I said I used to. It's time for us to start coming out of these things, saints. Amen? You need to learn to minister by the Holy Ghost. You agree with that? You said amen. That means you agree. Do you pray in tongues a lot? Keep on doing it. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you minister so you get spiritually involved. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. How many here have aches in your bones, in some part of your structure of your body? Good God. to your bones?
Or the pain that causes
pain. Hmm. Well, don't speak to your bones. Speak to God. Whoever has a problem with your bones, come up here. Maybe I can help you get over the hump. Bones, yeah. Well, muscles. If you have sore muscles, it's probably being caused from the sore bones. Huh? Now listen, when the anointing touches you tonight, you got to change your confession. If it starts hurting again, say, no, that's been healed by Jesus. Don't agree with it. Because your mind gives your body permission to ache. I want to see people healed. Huh? What do you think, you're bowling or what? Oh, okay, George. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Raise your hands, dear. Everybody raise their hands, close their eyes. Oh, Father God, they're up here for faith in Jesus. We ask the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Oh, just pour yourself upon these, Jesus. Pour your love upon these people, Lord. Pour your healing anointing upon these people, Lord Jesus. Just pour your healing anointing, Lord. We can't do it, but we're up here by faith in you, Lord Jesus, to take those blessings from the kingdom, Lord. Oh, the heavenly kingdom. Oh, we thank you, Lord. And I just release the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ into her bones, into her muscles right now in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Every bone, every muscle, I just release the Lord Jesus Christ. Touch your Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every bone, every muscle, I just release the Lord Jesus Christ into her life right now, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Into every muscle, Lord, I just release and speak the Lord Jesus Christ right now, Lord. All through his shoulders, Lord, all through his muscles, his bones, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Into every muscle, into every bone, in the precious holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Into every muscle, into every bone. Into the heart and the lungs, Lord. All through his kidneys, his pancreas, Lord, his liver. I speak the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak the resurrection power into his body, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Help him receive, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hi. Where'd the other one go? Oh, there you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready, dear? Well, don't hold on then. You can't be ready. You're holding on. Look at me. Look up here. Hey, you know you're like a little angel. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, into her muscles, Lord, all through her bones, Lord, I just release. In the authority of the name of Jesus, the healing power of the Holy Spirit, to heal. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus, the healing power of Jesus. Oh, the healing power of Jesus, hallelujah. The healing power of Jesus. I didn't forget you. Come here, dear. Come here. Take my hand. Yoo-hoo. You want prayer? Huh? Are you in a trance? Huh? Whoop! Hallelujah. Father God, right now in Jesus' name, the Lord Jesus Christ, I just release the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ all through her body, her bones, her muscles, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That which you've been praying about, you've waited a long time. God says the season has come. Come. The grace is going to be upon you, and you're going to have wisdom and knowledge to receive that which you've been praying about. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. I just release by the power of the Holy Spirit the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The authority, Lord. The authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit into her life in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I speak to this ringing in his ears, Lord. In Jesus' name, the authority of the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit going into his ears, Lord, causing this ringing to stop right now in Jesus' name. Oh, touch him, Lord Jesus. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Oh, the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I touch her bones, her muscles, in the authority of the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, all through her body, Lord, all through her bones, in the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the authority of the name of Jesus, Lord, I touch his ears, Lord. Commanding them to stop ringing, Lord, I touch his throat right now, Lord. In the blessed holy name of Jesus. Touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Jesus. Touch him, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Touch him, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the authority of the name of Jesus. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, just release Jesus into her life. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. In the authority of the name of Jesus, I just release the power of the Holy Spirit, the healing all through his muscles and his bones right now in Jesus' name. The authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All through his body, Lord. All through his body, Lord, in Jesus' name. All through his body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, in the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I can see something white. It's like a candle, but it's not a candle. It looks like sugar, but it's not. But it's real glittery. It's real bright. There's something that God is doing in the supernatural realm and showing me right now. But to tell you, I don't know if it's going to come by a dream, but the meaning of that will come to you when you see it. The meaning, what it means to from God to you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ, the power. power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Every muscle, every bone is healed in Jesus' name. Every muscle, every bone is healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every muscle, every bone is healed in Jesus' name. Every stomach problem is healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, in the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many that came up here? If I get your attention, I'll be with you in a minute. No, no, stay right there. How many that came up here had some pain and it's gone? Look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. Keep your hands up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? See how much he loves you, Jay? Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your Jesus. Father God, I touch his mind right now in the authority of the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit. Whatever I speak in Jesus' name, calling from that kingdom, heavenly place, Lord, every spiritual blessing, Lord, is just dropping into Randall as I prophesy and speak it, Lord, into his mind, into his muscles, his bones, Lord, into his bodies, into his body, into his emotions right now, Lord. I just speak it, Lord. It will be done in the authority of the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad you came? Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. How you been doing, brother? Is that your sister that has MS? Oh, she goes to Andrews? Oh, I didn't know that. How's she doing? You see, did she know what persevere means? I'm sure she does. I had to persevere, brother. You can't. You know, we all want, we all just want to come here and get what we want so we can get on with life. I used to deal with a guy one time that fried his brain with drugs. He was so spooky, all the kids would stay away from him. He'd come in my office and he would talk to shadows and talk to walls and everything else. And I said, Greg, what would you do if God healed you? He says, I'd find some good drugs. I wouldn't take that bad stuff no more. Let me tell you something. We all get high on ourselves. It's all about us. Jesus wants to be first. There ain't nobody here or anybody that's been here that ain't been prayed by me that ain't healed. You know what the trouble is? They didn't get a manifestation. You know why? Because they kept, when they left this spot, they were agreeing with their body and not what Jesus said. And they didn't start the confession. Her knee and her hip was hurting, and just as soon as she was touched by the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. She may have so much strength now, you may have to tie her somewhere.
You need a house cleaner at home?
Yeah. I was looking at television the other day, and they got one of those automatic things you start, and it goes all by itself. Yeah. That's what we need. Something will go around and just... Hallelujah. My day was like this. I prayed for 2 hours in tongues. Then I cleaned the fish thing. Then I fed the birds. Then I vacuumed the house. I'm that one that goes, hallelujah. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't think he's finished yet. Who said no? Everybody? Ooh, okay. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Does anybody have trouble with swallowing? Sometimes it's food and sometimes it's just water. It just seems to go down hard. Doesn't mean you have a sore throat, but you have trouble with swallowing sometimes. Does anybody have that trouble here with swallowing? You too? Come up here. Come up here. I mean, it's better you walk to me and me walk to you. That's a word of knowledge. As far as I'm concerned, it's already done. See, so all we're going to do is touch and agree. The trouble with swallowing is no longer. So if it starts to manifest, you say, no, Jesus has healed that. And you got to keep after it now. Yep. Hallelujah. She has trouble with standing and swallowing. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, right now we thank you and we praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a swallowing is healed. Whatever's causing this, it's healed now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Right now. Right now, what was causing this right now, you've fixed that, Lord Jesus Christ, because every promise is yes. And so right now, in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I call this fixed right now. Whatever needs to be healed in his throat, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that you are touching. There's some tension. There's some tension in his throat. There's some tension from lack of some things that he's been waiting for. There's some tension. And God said he's relaxing your nerves. He's relaxing your neck. He's relaxing your whole nervous system right now. The peace of God. Because all things are possible with God and all things are possible with us if we'll just believe. Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said, Jesus said. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Jesus said, all things are possible to those who believe. Now, who are you going to believe?
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Oh, you're back again. No, you. You're the one that's turning around. How you doing? When I told you two Fridays ago, one Friday ago, where it was, you're healed. Stop. Listen now. I've been there. Stop listening to your body functions. See, when you do and you call that, you're letting your mind give your body permission. Your body comes under your mind. You see what I'm trying to say? You're healed. I'm not receiving the manifestations of my body. I'm receiving the manifestations of the Holy Spirit that's taken from Jesus and given to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen, saying, you know, God can do miracles. He can heal you just like that. Your grandson?
Yeah.
Come, what's he got? Dope problem?
Hearing problems, spine disorders.
Really? How old is he?
He's 19. COPD, his lungs. He's got a lot of things. But not anything.
How come you don't get him to come to church?
Because he lives in Arizona.
That's a good reason. See how you get your foot stuck in your mouth? Well, praise God.
And for their emotions, for him and his brother, they lost some of their legs.
And his name is?
Terry.
Terry. With a K.
Right. And his hearing.
Father God, right now, Lord, I touch her hearing right now, Lord. I touch her spine right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, is flowing all through Carrie's body right now in the name of Jesus. In the authority, Satan, I bind you from that body. I bind sickness and disease from that body. And I thank you, Lord, as I release the cross of Jesus Christ, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, because on your back you took these problems, and we give you praise and honor and glory that he's going to receive what Jesus said. Jesus said, if we believe, it'll be done. And right now, Carrie, is being done in your body, because I prophesy and speak it into your body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I blow upon your mother, and you're receiving the healing right now throughout your body. Warmth is going all through your body. Heat's going all through your body. The Spirit of God has come upon you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Did someone come in here with a swollen ankle? Did anybody come in here with a swollen ankle? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anybody come in here with a swollen ankle? There's somebody here had a swollen ankle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe it was the guy that left. Huh? Come here. You. Come here, dear. No, no. You in the red. You don't want to what?
I don't want to come forward.
Well, you'll go back in a minute. Come over here, dear.
What?
Raise your hands. Close your eyes. Father God, I ask the blessings, Lord, of the Holy Spirit upon her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The presence going all through her right now, Jesus. Satan, this is blood-bought property. This is a child of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Yeah, you're going backwards. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Just receive that, dear. Just sit there for a minute. Receive it. He's wanting to love on you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How you feeling now? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
No, I don't drink anymore.
Why, do you feel like you're drunk?
Yeah.
Well, it's the new wine, dear. Don't worry about it. You in the black, come up here. Yes, you. There's only one left there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. When I saw you sitting back there, I saw heard the word struggle. There's a word, there's a place in your life you've been struggling. And it's not something bad about you, but you've been struggling in a place in your life. About, I don't know if it's about your body, I don't know what it's, but there's a struggle going on. God's going to break it tonight. Hallelujah. The struggle is over because Jesus said it's over. And grace says it's over. Grace said it's over. The struggle is not going to control you. It's not going to control your body. It's not going to control you. Right now, I break that off from her right now in the name and authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Spirit coming upon her right now in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you, Lord. It's broken now. It's broken right now. No longer struggle in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Has anybody had time to think about that? What did I say? Ankle? What did I say? Huh? Swollen ankle? Hallelujah. I guarantee you, if I had you stand on the pew and pull your pant leg up, I would see swollen ankles. Because you know why? Someone here is carrying fluid. Huh? She said that's right. She's never wrong. Hallelujah. Someone's got swollen ankles. If you don't come up or you don't get prayer for it, I'm going to ask God to spank you. You don't want a spanking? Someone's got swollen ankles in here. Is anybody, and you know, you can't tell people, are you taking on a little weight? Do you have swollen? Someone's got swollen ankles because you're taking on fluid. God's going to heal you right now. I'm not going to force it. You say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You ain't having trouble with fluid? You. Yes, you. No, no. But you don't have trouble with fluid, or what do you call it? What do they call it? You ladies know. Retention. You know, see, I'm saying fluid. That's probably where they got confused. Water retention. Do you have trouble with water retention? Not that you know of, right? Oh, your legs ache.
I find her. She didn't understand what you're saying.
Oh. 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 No, 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 no. Just ask if she had, well, water retention. I don't know. Come up here. See, I'd be awake half the night saying, God, I don't, you don't miss things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And your legs ache? What do you suppose is causing that? Do you have... Do you have what? Do you have varicose veins? No, you don't have that?
Restless legs.
Restless legs.
Yeah, that's awful. I've been healed from that.
See, she got healed. You've been praying? You come up here and see if I can pray a word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Father God, and we thank you. In the authority of the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask the Holy Spirit gift of healing to flow into her, all through her ankles, all through her legs, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of you, Jesus, into her life. The presence of you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. I touch her. No more restless legs, Lord. Oh, you're a wonderful healer, Lord Jesus Christ. So we ask you, Lord, that the pain no longer is in her legs. In the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask the Holy Spirit to flow all through her body with the gift of healing. She needs healing, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Healing all to her legs. Every bit of it. Healing all to her legs in Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise. Hallelujah. Did you have any pain in your body when you came tonight? Right here. But you came up for prayer for something else, all right? I don't want you to tell me. I mean, you came up. It wasn't for pain in your body. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you feel like they've been settled? You don't feel that way? Do you feel like that God has taken the issues and Oh, Oh, something for a long time. I spoke over you, you mean? So you're going to receive it, right? This week. But God, all things are possible God. He is kind of a God and can put lump it in one thing and give you grace and get rid of it all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, dear. Get a mic. Get a mic. Get a mic. She got a testimony.
Check.
Six months ago, I interceded for my cousin. They gave him 2 months. He had cancer in the stomach.
Mm.
And you laid hands on me up there, and he's cancer-free. He's healed. And he's in Texas.
And he was in Texas.
He's
and
in
your,
Texas.
Your son is?
Hallelujah.
Phoenix. Oh, I thought your grandson? Oh, it's your grandson. Oh, okay. It doesn't make any difference. God knew that. Right. Hallelujah. The Lord is touching. You don't have to get up there. You can lay there and sit there and cry. It's okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, dear. Uh-huh. Cancer? Oh, for, is it? Okay, is he saved? You know, if he's saved, that you know, he God. Okay. Come up here. You can walk up here, can't you? Sure, you can. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Just close your eyes and raise your hands there. Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus, and his name is what again?
Chuck,
right now, Lord, I touch that prostate cancer in Chuck's body right now. In the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask the Holy Spirit to flow into his body right now and kill this cancer. Kill this cancer, Holy Spirit, the gift of healing in Jesus' name. I kill it right now in the authority of the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And as I'm praying, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that every bit of the MS is leaving her body because I prophesy and speak it in the authority of the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It has to be done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Yes. You have a testimony? Yes.
Check, check.
I came straight from the airport about a month ago, and you prayed for my dad. I had just been in California, and he has prostate. He was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. And he also has ITP. He doesn't have enough platelets. And his PSA count went down over 300.
Uh-huh.
Points, and his platelet count went from 1,000 to 298,000.
Wow.
Yeah,
which means that I don't
that's
know
good.
Those.
They, all the numbers are going in the right direction.
Wow, wow. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, brother. Wait a minute. You got to have the mic. Oh, then come up here.
Come here.
Your mom, what's your mom's name? Do you go to Andrews too?
Yeah.
Well, first year? Well, praise God. Your mom's name is Eileen, and what's going on with her?
She's just had a whole lot of serious health issues going on. Makes it hard for her to...
Is she in the Springs or another
state? Back in my home state, New York.
Okay, raise your hands. Father God, right now, in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask the Holy Spirit, Lord... to bring glory to you, Jesus, by touching Eileen all through her body, Lord, right now, Lord. Irene, we speak to your body. In the name of Jesus, we break every assignment of Satan, principalities, and powers. Father God, I protect her mind with the helmet of salvation. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, as he's standing in. Your body is being healed right now because I speak it in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your body is being healed from many, many different manifestations of problems in your physical body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, I call you healed now in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And by the way, you got some good news coming from somebody. There's some good news coming from somebody. You're looking for some good news, and got some good news coming in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yes. What's your first name? What's his first name?
Phil Dean.
Father God, right now, in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we touch Phil, Lord. We touch him with your report, Lord Jesus Christ, the stripes on your back, your resurrection power. The doctors can do no more, so you must step in, Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit touching his body right now. November is not on your calendar, Father God, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that your calendar reads healed, healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
My friend Jenny was diagnosed a year and a half ago with cancer, stage 4 cancer, and they told her she had 2 weeks. It's been a year and a half. We're still.
Her name is Jeannie?
Jenny.
Father God, right now you heard the name, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I command cancer be cleaned out of her body, that she's cancer-free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. We give you praise because you're releasing the Holy Spirit is taken from you, Jesus, and bringing glory to you and healing this cancer and this completely from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Cancer, we speak to that mountain. We take authority in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we right now, our report is by your word and by your resurrection power, Jesus, that she's cancer-free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Wouldn't you like to see a great sweep of God's power to heal cancer? There's so many people that have cancer. Amen. Who? You just want prayer? Well, come up here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Raise your hands, Mike. Hallelujah. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command every sickness and disease to come out of his body. His body is going to be sickness-free right now in Jesus' name. I prophesy into his life in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I just release and pray the Holy Spirit go into him right now with a gift of healing, Lord. Free his mind, free his emotions, and free his body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come up here, Michael. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You bet. Hallelujah. Let's kick this out of the way for a while, for a minute. Hallelujah. Father God, in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask the Holy Spirit take from you, Jesus, and bring glory, Lord, to you, Lord Jesus. You are greater than multiple sclerosis. You are greater, Lord Jesus Christ. We call upon your greatness right now. Right now, all through his spine, all through his body, and the authority, we call that those spiritual gifts, Lord, to flow into him. Holy Spirit, this man needs a gift of healing. He needs a miracle in his body, Holy Spirit. So in the authority of the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we're asking that it would be released into him right now in Jesus' name. Released into him right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All through his spine, all through his muscles, his back, his arms, his legs, you're giving life to his mortal body, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We're not going to put up with sickness and disease because you took it, Jesus. You took it, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you and we praise you for Michael's life. We thank you for Michael's body. And we thank you for Michael's healed body in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You bet, Michael. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, brother. Well, come up here. Bring her up here. Oh. Do you want prayer, dear? Well, you're going to get it, too. You bet. Okay? Can you close your eyes? Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit into this child. Lord Jesus Christ, let your presence fall upon this child. In Jesus' name. Let her sleep tonight like she's never slept, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, brother. Yeah. You bet. Where's the mic? Yeah. We'll bring your mic there. Yeah. Everyone wants to share the word of God.
Well, through this whole thing you've been talking about, Jesus said how important it is to hear what he says and pay attention to what he says. Jesus said.
Amen.
Proverbs 4:20, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all your flesh.
Praise God. God bless you, brother. You bet. You bet. If you'd go home and start a Bible study and start in Matthew and go through Matthew and say all the things that Jesus said, and then don't just jump over to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and so on, but stay right there and see how many you can memorize, because it's good for the renewed mind. Because when the devil says something, the world says something, your flesh says something, your reasoning says something, you'll say, no, Jesus said. So if you'll train your mind, you see, by studying, there's many, 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 many things that he said in Matthew. And so I go through it. I go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'm in Luke right now, and I look at all the things that Jesus said. I renew my mind with that. And guess what? When something tries to come against me, the Holy Spirit rises up and says, remember what Jesus said. Amen. He'll help you. He'll counsel you. He'll stand with you. Because what Jesus said is grace. Yeah. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Father God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the testimonies, the word of God. We thank you, Lord, for touching the kidneys, Lord, and all the things you touch, Lord, the swollen ankles, everything you touch, Lord, the bone problems, the muscle problems, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for the wonderful healings that were talked about here tonight that brings glory to you, Lord Jesus, because you truly are the healer, Lord. Healing belongs to us. You gave it to us, Lord Jesus Christ, by us accepting you. And so it belongs to us. So we thank you and we praise you. We exalt and lift you up and draw attention to you, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the Lord. You are the Christ. You are the Son of the Most High God. And we honor you tonight with your word. We honor you with your presence here and all the things that went on here. We just honor you with it, Lord. We expect more Sunday. We expect more next Friday, Lord. We expect revival. We expect people getting saved, Lord. We expect the ones who are in darkness will come out and receive the light. You, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Lord, for souls, Lord. We pray for the gifts of your Holy Spirit to operate freely, that we won't grieve the Holy Spirit or quench the Spirit in any way. We'll just flow with the, because people receive things from the Holy Spirit that's taken from you, Lord Jesus. So we just give you praise and honor and glory tonight for your word and what you've done in our lives and continue to do in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah.